Thank you, Charisse. Welcome, councillors and staff, to the ordinary meeting, the 26th of July 2023. And we've nearly got a full house except for one. And Peter Harris is on Zoom, which is good. He's been looked after by his grandchildren down on the coast. And I think we've got sort of winter is sort of disappearing very quickly. And looks like we're getting into the busy period of spring. There's a lot of events coming up and going on and that sort of thing. And also we've had a reasonable month. But anyway, before we start anything else for webcasting, please note that today's meeting, other than the confidential sessions, are being recorded and will be placed on council's website. All in attendance should refrain from making defamatory statements. Council takes all care when maintaining privacy. However, members of the public gallery and those addressing council should be aware that they may be recorded. All right. Now, would someone like to move the confirmation of the minutes of the ordinary meeting on the 28th of June 2023 and move to Councillor Phillips, second of Councillor Mortimer? Right at the beginning, and before we do that, Councillor Phillips, we might just go back a page and ask Councillor Turner if she would like to do acknowledgement of country. Thank you very much. If you'd like to stand and do it, please.
Acknowledgement of country. Lachlan Shire Council acknowledges the Wiradjuri people as the traditional custodians of this land. We recognise their strength and resilience and pay respect to elders past, present and emerging, and to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people who are part of the Lachlan Shire Council.
Thank you, Councillor Turner. Very good. Looks like I've been putting my front foot in front too quickly. I'd like to ask for some apologies. And so Councillor Brady, an apology, and he's asked for a leave of absence. Someone like to, I don't think of anybody else, Councillor Phillips, second that, Councillor Turner. All those in favour of that, leave of absence to Councillor Brady. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? That is carried. Now I'll get my act in order. Now the confirmation of the minutes of the ordinary meeting on the 28th of July 2023. Would someone like to move that?
I can't. I wasn't at it.
I'll move it, John.
Councillor Phillips, Councillor Mortimer again. Any issues with the minutes? If not, all those in favour?
Right.
Those against, that is carried. Now to page 18. Mayoral meetings and functions held during the month of July. Someone like to move that recommendation?
I move.
Carter, second to Councillor Rees. All right, any questions on the meetings that we've attended in the last month? As usual, reasonably busy. If not, all those in favour?
Aye.
Those against, that is carried. Now, public forum. We do have a gentleman in the audience today, and Ian Grimshaw. He's come to talk to us about the Condobolin Junior Cricket Association. So, Ian, if you'd like to make your way around here, mate, so you can look the councillors in the eye. Thanks for coming in, mate. I'll give you 10 minutes.
There you go. No worries. Thank you very much. Good afternoon, everyone. My name's Ian Grimshaw, and I'm here today to speak on behalf of the Condobolin Junior Cricket Association. Last season, we had 100-plus children playing in just our normal Saturday morning club fixtures for both boys and girls from the ages of 5 to 17. And it was one of our most successful seasons ever in terms of player numbers and also accolades. Our under-12 rep side were beaten in the grand final by Parks. Our under-14 rep side won the Lachlan Council competition by beating Forbes in Forbes. And our under-17 side, won the Parks District Cricket Association comp by beating Forbes in the grand final here at Condo as well. So, it was one of our most successful. Now, in the centre of the showground, or the SRA as it's known, there is a turf cricket wicket. Now, a bit of history on that. It was first put in place in 1995 by the then Condo Senior Cricket Association. There was council, I think, helped out with transportation of materials and stuff like that at the time, and a lot of local businesses chipped in, and it was put in by volunteers. And over the first probably 10 or 15 years, it was looked after by the Condoblin Senior Cricket. Unfortunately, Condoblin Senior Cricket has since folded, and to keep the turf wicket going, which is a great thing for kids because or any cricketer to play on a turf wicket rather than synthetic. It's how it's traditionally done, as they say, and it also, if you ever want to go ahead and play rep cricket or move somewhere else, if you've had a grounding on a turf wicket, it makes it a lot easier. So the juniors cricket have taken over the preparation of the turf wicket in the last few years. Last year, the Junior Cricket Association bought a new roller at a cost of $3,500 for the wicket due to the fact that the previous roller had been there since 1995. And
bit old.
Too happy about it. But so the wicket this year is in need of what we call top dressing. So after a few years of wear and tear with the bowler's marks, you get indentations and low spots, etc. So what we're hoping to do this year is top dress it. So basically that means we use a scarifying machine to take all the leaf material off the wicket area, so it's bare dirt, and then fill in the low spots with topsoil and then screed it off so you get a flat and even surface, which gives you your best cricket. Now, it sounds easy, but unfortunately the soil that you use has to be tested and approved by the New South Wales Cricket. It has to be a certain clay, has to be able to compound and all sorts of stuff. So, which is why it's cost the junior cricket $1,100 for 4 tonnes.
Yeah.
So it's not cheap to get hold of. And I'd like to thank Council for helping us out in getting that. That was really good. So we hope to do this in the next month or so, and then that'll give the grass time to grow back through and be ready for the season to take part. We're going to do this obviously in conjunction with other users of the SRA, the Show Society, Junior Footy, make sure we're not going to interrupt their schedules at the same time. We are doing this to not only improve the turf and bring it back to where it should be, but we want to bring it up to the standard that council has set with the upgrades on the SRA, the lighting, the new fencing that's going in now, new change facilities and showers, the hall itself. If we can bring this pitch up to standard, which I think we will, it'll give Condo one of the best cricket grounds to play on in central New South Wales. The lighting will be of a standard to international standard, which means we can quite easily start playing night games for both juniors and seniors, which also opens up the opportunity for us to put in for holding representative fixtures in the future and therefore bringing money into the town as well. While our grounds are impeccable and the amount of work that the Shire puts in to prepare the wickets that we have, not only the SRA ground, but the synthetic pitches, we are forever grateful. But unfortunately, we're lacking training infrastructure. And last year's floods didn't do us any favours whatsoever. The two training nets that were over at the SRA ground, the synthetic grass on top was completely ruined. The nets themselves got all loose and fell over. Even the only other two nets in town were at the high school. The high school do let us use them, but even they went underwater. So what we hope and what junior cricket's vision, I'd like to say, is turn the Melrose Street Cricket Ground up near the tennis courts into a sporting precinct. And we think if we could just add between two and four nets, training nets up there that face northwards out onto the ground. That would open up that whole area as, well, it's a flood-proof training facility for cricket for a start. But it also, if you take that into account with the revamped tennis courts that they've got up there and the fact that physical culture uses the tennis club, this would provide a friendly and safe place for kids to train and play, even if just play, just go up there to muck around. There's adequate off-street parking to make it safe for parents, and there's already a toilet block and shower block there ready to use. So that is our vision. And the Condoblin Junior Cricket Association would like council just to consider maybe adding the cost of the construction of two cricket nets to their future infrastructure program to help us get this vision started. Roughly the cost of two cricket nets from start to finish would be around $50,000. Junior cricket in Condo at the moment is booming. We have a very strong committee. We're one of the strongest towns in Lachlan Council, which takes into account Cowra, Parks, Forbes, West Wylong, Grenfell, et cetera. And at the moment, we actually have more Western Zone representative players in our juniors than Forbes and Parks combined. So we're actually having a bit of a heyday at the moment, and we think just by adding these training facilities, it could only improve cricket in this area for everyone. So thank you for your time.
Thanks, Ian. Thanks for that. We appreciate, look, I remember the transport of the turf,
yep,
and that sort of thing, and this is a good follow-up, letting us know what's going on there. And I'm just wondering, has anybody got any questions to Ian on the cricket? Because it does sound good, the amount of kids playing cricket, because it's a pretty important thing as far as I'm concerned. It's a religion as far as I'm concerned.
Hey, Mr. Mayor, if I could ask the question, can you say if you went out and basically revamped the tennis area and had the cricket pitch back out there again? You said you had a fair bit of flooding years ago. I don't know if it still does much since the industrial subdivision has gone ahead. But when you mentioned sporting complex, I mean, I remember the bowling club and the bridge, as you recall yourself, they moved into the golf club, so it was viable. And even now it still struggles. I suppose it's doing a lot better than it was a couple of years ago. But is there opportunity perhaps to sort of involve yourself with the sports club? I mean, do we need to revamp the old tennis court, whether you say the physicals, that could change from day to day. And let's face it, like drivers like yourself aren't going to be necessarily here next year or the year after. And they sort of come and go in trends as you're aware, you know. So if you had something set up maybe at the sporting complex in a way, the cricket pitch or the cricket nets and that, would that be a more viable option to look at? I don't know whether you've looked down that track at all.
We haven't looked down that path yet. It has kind of been suggested before that something happened at the sports club in association, or kind of, well, they already have the squash there. I know that the sports club are looking to maybe put in some, or, you know, they're thinking about maybe trying to put in some powered sites there for people that come and want to play golf and pull up their caravan and stuff like that. So that might hinder a bit on the open space over there. I'm not quite sure. But to be honest, Peter, we haven't actually had any conversation with the sports club.
Yeah, they don't really bring it up. It'd be a shame to see something really fire up. I mean, I'm totally for the cricket. Not that I'm a cricket player. I loved it when I was a kid too. And a lot of the kids will love it as kids, but they may drop off as they get older. And then, as you said, there's no senior team. So it's just at this era at the moment that people are drawing up. So it'd be nice to see something that's sustainable for the long term. That was all. But no, I encourage what you're doing, and, you know, keep driving it whichever way you go. It's great for the community. Thanks for that.
Any other questions for you?
It's a bit of one, Johnny.
Yeah, mate.
And congratulations on your achievement of the kids.
Thank you.
Just one little thing with your turf wicket in the middle of an oval. Like this happened at home, and whilst it was a good idea in one respect, then the other side, the football side, didn't like it because the use of the chemicals to make the turf go right,
except
in the hardness of it when it did get right. So do you still use chemicals?
Very, very little. Yeah, very little. And where the actual turf wicket is positioned, it encroaches onto the rugby field by about 8 feet. So it's not as if it's right in the middle of the ground or anything like that. So
congratulations on your achievement.
That's fantastic. Any other questions, Sue?
No.
Congratulations, mate.
You learnt lots. I didn't realise you had certified soil.
Certified soil, yes. Yeah.
Thank you. On agenda item number 17.5. So if there's any others there now, hold your peace. All right. Right, read and note. I think we have, what have we got? We've got nine read and note. And is there any ones you want to?
I do, sorry.
Which one would you like to?
8.7.
8.7. Anybody else? All right, can I get a mover from 8.1 to 8.6, please?
Okay, move.
Councillor Wanama. All right, all those in favour?
Thank you.
Those against? That is carried. Now to 8.7, Roadworks Monthly Update for June. And we're going to move that to actually move it to so we can speak on it. Would someone like to move that one? All right, Councillor. Councillor Blewett, second up.
Second.
Councillor Carter. Hello. Mel.
Sorry, Rhodes. I've had several ratepayers along the Bimbella Road. They're just wanting to know, is there any way that, or how close is a grader to coming out there again? Because it's quite bad in patches.
Sorry.
I'm just asking on behalf of the ratepayers.
Lastly, engineer to give you an answer. Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, I'll have to take that one on notice, if that's all right. I'll ask a few questions and I'll get back to everyone.
Yeah, no, that's sorry. I've just had it's quite bad in a couple of patches. That's all. So I've had a few concerns.
And there's no signs either. So I took, so in the really bad patches, really big, bad, deep gutter, I'm not in my car at the moment. I'm in a hire car. And I was going out to pick someone up, but there's not even a sign to let you know, like caution, gutter ahead or anything. Like there's obviously drive to the conditions, but the locals would know that it's there. But if anyone else is using it, like I only just slowed down enough to not destroy the hiker.
Right. I think we got that one. That was all.
Sorry, and I've got another one. Sorry.
All right. All those in favour? I've done that.
Sorry, I've got another question.
I got not. Oh, sorry.
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 My second question, Kaikatoo Road, just near past the silos, there's a bit of road breaking up and there's big chunks of road breaking up. If you hit it, like I went over the top in the dark the other day and a big chunk come up and hit underneath my car. I'm just wondering if someone can go out there to see if we can move the chunks or what we can do to make that a bit safer for drivers, that's all. I've got a high car too, not a low car, so thank you.
That's it.
That's it for me.
All right. Look, we've already moved that, haven't we?
Yeah, sorry.
Oh yeah. All those in favour of what of that recommendation? All those against? That is carried. Righto, now 8.8 and 8.9. Someone like to move that, please.
Oh, I'm gonna move up.
Move it.
Yep. Councillor Mortimer, second up.
Second up.
Councillor Phillips, if there's no more on that. All those in favour?
Aye.
Those against? That is carried. Now you go to
62,
mate. I've just been told myself.
62, which is general managers. It's 9.1, delegates and motions for the New South Wales Local Government Annual Conference for 2023. Someone would like to move the recommendation. Please, Councillor Phillips, second. Councillor Carter. All right, I might just hand the general manager to...
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. Local Government New South Wales Annual Conference is coming up last month. It was a notice of motion put in by Councillor Brady regarding by-elections and the timing of by-elections. And Council indicated that when considering that notice of motion that we could put it forward as a motion to the next conference. The conference rules require a council resolution to submit a motion or the approval, a letter with the approval confirming the mayor and general manager that the motion is okay to submit. Also, after the names of delegates to attend this year's conference.
All right, because the mayor and general manager and
the date. Sorry,
date is it 14th of November, I think.
Attachment.
That
week to term 4.
Yeah. Much about that. We're looking for delegates.
I'd like to attend, Mr. Mayor.
What's that?
I'd like to attend. I'll put my head in the ring.
What? Councillor Carter.
Yeah.
At this stage, Donald.
Councillor Phillips.
Not at this stage, mate. No, you, stage. I would like to.
Where's it at this year?
Rose Hill. Rose Hill.
Yeah, there's a brochure in the attachments to the report. So it's on the. Sunday the 12th till Tuesday the 14th of November.
I'm out.
Right. Anyone else?
Everyone else.
I might go.
What, Judy Belsanti?
Councillor Brady has indicated he's interested in attending.
Megan says no. Lewis says no. Bree says no.
No, it can't.
What about our lovely new council?
Ask Robin. Robin, do you have no smile?
Still, I look at my calendar at home. I can't. So, okay. Haven't you already got three? Because it's supposed to be three councillors, isn't it?
Yeah, there's three. Three have indicated at the moment.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah. Okay. You've been a new councillor. We'd like to see you go.
Well, I'm sort of thinking, you know, I'd better be the established ones who might be. You know.
We'll work with that one. All right. Okay. So we've got three. Councillor
Carter, Bartholomew, and Brady.
All right. We're all happy with that.
Okay. Did Councillor Harris indicate? Sorry, I didn't hear.
Councillor Harris, you.
Yeah, no, I'm here. Yeah, good. Look, I've been there the last couple of years. I mean, I'd love to go again, but. You know, that's, I think, you know, the ones that haven't been before should be certainly ahead of my position. But if the vacancy does come up, I would put my hand up again.
Right, we might leave it at that. Thanks for that, Pete. And we'll work our way through it and discuss it any further.
I'll follow you, Brady.
Yep. All right. All those in favour? All right. Those against? Is carried.
Mr. Mayor, can I just ask a question, please, regarding that recommendation about this by-elections?
Yep.
I just wonder, like, to put that up as a motion, if it got endorsed, went up as a motion, would that be detriment to local government in these smaller areas? I mean, it's not really sending out a really good message. Are we better off to really think about how we articulate the message about by-election and other things to the constituency opposed to putting something like this up? I just think that could be detrimental to these little councils, that's all. That's just my view.
I think on the other side, because of the last by-election we did have and the turnout that we did have for it, you know, like it was lucky to be 50%.
I understand that.
You know, not sort of taking interest in it sort of thing. And also we do have a count-back situation in which hasn't applied to us. But it could do in the future, who knows? But I think that might be a couple of reasons. But whether you want to add something to that?
Yeah, thanks, Mr. Mayor. We did try very hard to get the message out there for the by-election. to the point of letterbox drops to every residence within the ward, repeat notifications on social media, advertisements in the local newspaper. Problem is that when it's compulsory, we're then obligated to issue infringement notices through the Electoral Commission. For a geographical spread of voters, which often have a reasonable excuse not to vote. So by making it compulsory, we have to issue an infringement notice, which comes at a cost, and then people get off paying it anyway. So I think that's part of the reason behind it.
On the other side of there, you I think it's within, if you're within, with outside the 8K area of from a polling booth, you don't have to, you just put that down as an excuse. You know, can you take D ward the way D ward is? It's only two places, Sunny Condoblin and Tullamajil. And there's not too many people that are within that 8K.
No, it's a hard one, but I realise all that you're saying that, but you know, it just sort of seems like it could be a little bit of a nail shut a bit further in the coffin for local government. That's just my view over the last 20 odd years.
Becoming an issue, I can tell you that, Dave, getting people to stand. Right, now moving along to that's the general manager's.
We have to move Councillor Brady's motion. We did that already.
Yes, sir. Last month.
Of course.
It's already done, isn't it, on our behalf?
Yeah. And then they're going to put it up this
conference. I thought so.
Yeah.
I was just.
Just to send it to conference.
Yeah. So we're just saying we're okay with it to go to the conference.
Yeah. You are happy with it, eh?
Yeah, I think I am okay with it.
Good.
Yeah.
That's good.
I'm happy.
Righto, moving along to page 65. And now the corporate and community services 9.2. The first one is. ARIC fees, reasonable expenses, and
those are recommendations.
Thank you, Ken. Thank you, Councillor Harris. And seconded,
no problem.
You. And seconded, Councillor Bartholomew. All right. Any questions on the fees and etc.? Do you want to add anything there, Karen?
No, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
As written, I think we've actually discussed this before. I think down the track, and they are. Chair and independent members, which has already been adopted. So if there's any questions from the floor? If not, all those in favour?
Aye.
Those against? That is carried. Now to page 68, 9.2.2, community donations and events support program. Would someone like to move the recommendation, please?
Move the recommendation, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Harrison, seconded Councillor Phillips. You weren't quick enough.
By Ram, Johnny, I beat him.
Oh, you beat him. I'll remember that for next time. So it's Councillor Harris and Councillor Phillips. Seconder. All right. And the first one, all those, the first one is Council approve a contribution to the cost of mobile lighting towers for the Condoblin District Kennel, $1,245, which I think it's a normal practice anyway. Karen, isn't it? We do. Last year was the first year. Yeah. All right. Do you want to move these separately or?
Unless anybody disagrees with any of the recommendations, yeah. If they all agree, then we can.
Right. There's out of those three with the Kennel Club and the Sports Club and the West Milby Radar and the con support for the Condoblin Cricket Association. Has anybody got any issues with any of those?
Two to five, man.
Karen.
Might have one.
Karen's got a relation to item three.
Right. Karen's got
Thank you. Through the mayor, with the Condoblin Sports Club, when they put their initial, application into council, they just did what they would normally do, which was ask for any amount. They didn't actually submit an amount, and in the past we've paid them between $200 and $400. So I've recommended this time $400. Since then, as part of rolling out a new community donation and event support program. My admin officer sent one of the forms that we proposed to use online out to the club to road test it. And so they did, but they sent it back with a $500 request, whereas previously they hadn't requested anything. So that's why the report says $400, but since then I've received the $500 request. So it's from council's guidance.
That's right, mate.
But as is, or you've taken the
five? As is.
$400. That's 400.
Yep.
Right. Any other questions on that? sticking with what's on the recommendation. Yep.
Change their mind. Just...
I don't know. Yeah.
All right. Leave it right where
it was just a road testing of the form, wasn't it? Wasn't asking them to reapply with that form. As is.
As is, right. Well, I think we've got a mover in a second and there's been no questions on anyone. So all those in favour?
Yep.
Those against? Carried. All right. I think so. Carried. Yes. Well, now 9.4, infrastructure services. 3, management policy. Interesting. Someone like to move the recommendation?
Move the recommendation, Mr. Mayor.
That's Councillor Carter, second to Councillor Harris. All right. Any questions on the tree management? You've got anything, Adrian, as written with the copy of the report?
Hey, speak on the motion. Yeah. Okay, it's in regard to, like, there was those submissions. There was only one submission was received about parking. Is that correct? Is that the same one where they had the issue with the parking and the tree policy? Or two, was there?
Two policies, Mr. Mayor. The tree policy had 0 submissions. The nature strip policy, which is the next report, had 1.
Yeah, I just see the whole thing. There's a bit of an issue, like at the traffic meeting the other day, briefly mentioned too, about the towns are starting to look fairly lawless. I mean, people are parking anywhere and everywhere. They just don't give a rat's butt. Parking across footpaths, people walking out on the roadways to get around people. Nature strips are getting used to wash cars and trucks on. I really think that something needs to be done. And I actually suggested the other day, and it probably doesn't go down well with anybody, but I personally think that local governments should be considering putting on the rangers, you know, those grey bombers, what they call them, to start finding a few people. I mean, the police are well and truly underpowered, and so are we too, I guess. But the thing is, something really needs to be done before there's a serious accident. I'm always a firm believer in mitigating the risk. And at the moment, we just don't seem to be addressing those things, whether it be for the footpath and the trees or whatever. But to me, they all come in together.
Yeah.
Sorry, are we talking on?
Sorry. We're actually on
the next one.
That's the curbside one. This one's actually the tree policy.
That's for the next one.
I might have mixed up. Sorry about that.
Yeah. So.
Okay. Sorry.
The tree policy. You got nothing to say on that? Anyone else got anything to say on the tree policy? Well, happy with what the...
More trees.
Yeah, more trees.
Well, the appropriate trees.
Appropriate trees.
No more jacarandas.
No more jacarandas. Gum trees. All those in favour?
Aye.
Those against? Those carried? Righto, now let's go to page 76. Now, this is 9.4.2, nature strips, mowing and planting and landscaping policy.
Move the recommendation, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Harris.
Second that.
Councillor Carter, and anyone else got any?
I've got a question.
Yep, please you go.
Sorry. Look, I'm really sorry if I've missed this in the policy. What do we do, like, for residents who are unable to keep their nature strips? Do we offer a service for those type? I know there's hack and I know there's other things, but talking about untidy nature strips, you know, sometimes people just don't have the ability to do it. So as a council, is there any way that we can help those people tidy up their nature strips and such?
You like to answer that?
Yeah. Happy to, Mr. Mayor. In the policy, there is an application form for that very circumstance. And people can apply for council to maintain their verge.
At a cost?
Yeah, but at a cost, though. What's the actual cost for that?
Nil cost.
Fabulous.
Council reserves the right to reject the application if we think it's not appropriate and they actually are capable of maintaining their verge. And there's also criteria in the policy on the specifications on how we will maintain the verge. We're not going to be mowing it every fortnight,
yeah.
But a couple of times a year to maintain public health and safety.
Can I just say thank you for explaining that to me, because I'm sure there's other people in the community that don't understand that you can do that. So thank you very much, and hopefully through this message will get out there, because there would be people out there that just can't manage to do it.
That's why I say
it. Yeah, can I just go back a little bit? Yeah, we're a few things. I apologise to councillors, anybody else that may be listening and constituents here, but cool. I was reading 76, I think it was 78, basically they crossed paths in together with me, because I'm looking at the whole issue, like I said, so I reiterate some of the stuff that I said about people just parking and whatever everywhere, but I've just noticed there's quite a few plants cropped up in different parts, small trees like those, there's some sort of a wattle that just keeps flowering, and they're a really messy tree. They've been planted on footpaths where people want to wash cars, trucks or whatever, parking that. And Going back to Aidan, what he said a minute ago about council, I was told by one of the ratepayers the other day that they actually requested a footpath or a Main Street be cleaned up in Bathurst Street, and they were told they'd have to pay for it. So that was in your absence. So whether that's correct or not, I'm not real sure, but there was a bloke up there that did actually come down and say it was a bit disgusted. The council wanted to charge him to clean his nature strip. So overall, I suppose they overarch each other. I just see that they sort of fall in the same category when you're talking nature strips and trees, because you've got trees up here in Bathurst Street in particular, very noticeable for people going through that are ripping up the roads and the footpaths and that. So maybe they should have been in just the one policy, nature's, you know, the nature strips and the tree policy together, because I guess that's what the majority of the talk is going about, not about fruit tree in the backyard. I guess it's more to do with what the public sees. That's what I would imagine.
You want to cut okay. I'll try and make a few comments on those comments. So I can't speak about the specific example. I'm not familiar with the details of it, but potentially a ratepayer may have been deemed not fitting the criteria on which council will maintain the verge on their behalf, but potentially fit the criteria of we'll provide a public, a private works where we'll do work for people. So there's different criteria that need to be met in order for council to maintain the verge. There's potential for overlap in policy on a lot of our documents. There's footpaths, there's street trees, there's verges. We try and combine too many policies into the one document. They can become complicated and cumbersome to understand. So we've tried to keep where we can things different. So the nature strip is particularly the maintaining of the verge and the planting of trees in that verge where people want to, whereas the street tree policy is highlighting how council will maintain the street trees, which are somewhat different from the nature strip. So take your point that we could have combined them, but we've kept them separate, clearer.
Keep it a bit more simple.
Yeah, I understand.
I know sometimes because we're just not getting the feedback from community. That's the problem.
It's like most things, isn't it? Doesn't matter whether
it's 15 people this week alone, whether they read the Facebook page for Lachlan Shire, they didn't get one person that's read it. And, you know, I think we're relying too much, over-reliant on this social media through that forum, and that platform just obviously not working for everybody, you know. So, anyway.
If you can tell us how to improve it, Dave, we'll be happy. Councillor Blewett?
Just a suggestion on helping out the ratepayers with their verges. Can I suggest that we do a bit of promotion, like a promotional press release on how they can do that, and, you know, that we don't charge for it, and just so we can get an information. Can we work on that? I'm happy to do work with the council to do that. No?
Hang on.
I just want to get the information out there. I'm trying to get the information out there because I didn't know that we didn't charge for it.
Greg's itching to have a bit of a go at this one.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. We don't have a budget for maintaining footpaths the standard that people like in front of their properties. This policy is about helping those people in the community who are unable to do it themselves. And by actively promoting it, we'll be increasing the number of able-bodied people who are likely to apply. They'll think, well, one person can get it. Why aren't I entitled to it also?
And it's only two times a year, so it's not like it's really...
It's still an activity that we haven't really budgeted to provide in other than the main streets and traffic areas, the approaches to town, residential streets. We had a whole block of people suddenly want us to maintain the footpath verge in front of their places, as opposed to one little old man or lady who genuinely need a hand to do it. It become a significant financial burden for us.
Didn't you say we have the right to say no?
Yeah.
Like to the when they apply,
you get the application, then it's then it's considered.
Righto.
Yeah.
No problem.
And
look after their neighbour.
Look after their neighbour, and also you're all councillors too, and that sort of thing. You get that feedback, and you can let them know.
We look after our neighbours.
All righty. All those in favour?
Aye.
Those against? That is carried. That's the end of your report too. How about that? Deputations? We do not have any.
We're there already.
Notice of motions?
Goodness me.
Nil. Notice of rescission motions? Nil. Delegates reports? Nil, unless we've missed somebody.
It's a little one.
Yep.
Come on. I've got children. Some of the girls and some mightn't be aware of it, but Johnny and his team have been working very hard with New South Wales State Planning on this origin. And at Lake Jellico, I'd like to commend the work they've done. I think they've done a wonderful job. I've sat through a couple of sessions with them. They were responsive how they answered the questions. They weren't real easy to answer, in my opinion, quite a lot of them. And Bryce and Johnny handled themselves well. In my case, I reckon no one could have done any better. So I congratulate them, both of them, on that part. And I believe that just from body language, the chairperson of New South Wales State Planning was very impressed with their gentleman. It was an exercise, and a very good exercise. I had no idea the questions they were going to ask, what this gentleman had to go through. I thought it was hard enough, as I mentioned in one of these planning sessions, that to get a DA passed, I thought that was pretty difficult. That's just like a walk in the past, that was, compared to what the gentleman done. It has been proved in the past. So that's wonderful news for Loughlinshire, as well as Lake Jellico. But without the work and effort of Bryce and Johnny, I don't believe it would have happened. I'd just like to pass it on to Greg, Johnny and yourself. I think they've done a wonderful job. They are to be congratulated.
I need to commend what you've just said too, because I've only been hearing good things about how John and Bryce have been going about their work and what's been happening out there, and the two things they've been very, very accommodating.
One lady there, mate, she could ask another question and started with A, I would have to find her. Not been asked her A, I think. But the other group were very obliging and very, very active towards it.
Good, Graham.
These guys come up trump. I've had a couple of guys at it, but believe you me, would have taken a bigger man, a lot better man, to beat what these boys done. I don't think they could have.
Yeah, that's great.
Got to hold them in high regard. Oh, and I did mention one thing that they said, the Loughlinshire should congratulate both Bryce and John. And would you pass that on, Paul, as a deputy mayor? I said, I shan't pass it on, sir, because they're not being told. No one else is being told. They are staying in Loughlinshire.
Thanks. Yes.
No, done a great job.
We'll work on that one too. All righty. I think that's it now. Work on to page 79, correspondence. Would someone like to move the recommendation of the correspondence?
Yeah.
Councillor Rees and Councillor Phillips. And we've got three here. Loughlinshire Services Monitoring Upcoming Plans of Council Engagement, Mock Crash Invitation, and Gumbend, a very nice letter about Gumbend Lake. So
very nice to see a compliment and someone taking the time to write a letter. I thought it was very nice.
It was nice.
I didn't, the sort of thing you don't receive in an email every day, which is great. So any issues with any of those?
No. Thanks, Mr. Mayor. No issues. I would point out the first item of correspondence in regards to the preschool childcare centre, which had an unexpected visit and asked their inspection and no further action, which was pleasing to receive. And then the advice from the New South Wales Reconstruction Authority about the upcoming planning for and council engagement. Anybody that might want to get involved with that. All right. There's also a flyer there about the upcoming mock crash in parks for anybody that wishes to attend on Friday the 4th of August.
What's August? Oh, right. No, I won't. I've never been, but
Monday?
Monday would be...
going on Monday?
Yeah, Monday. Oh. My mistake, RSVP.
I think...
Can anybody...
still on Monday.
Does anybody make that? Because I don't think I can either, because I'm going to... not work on that one, because it is a...
I reckon I'll be trying to get over that.
What's that?
I reckon I'll be trying to go to that mock crash that meeting the other day, yeah.
You'd like to try and go?
Yeah.
That could be it, because I'll actually be away, so it's quite an impressive thing what they do there. So, Dave,
yeah,
you could cover that. That'll be great. All right, all those in favour of those, that correspondence? Those against? Those carried. Now we go to questions which notice was given. There is nil, and there is nil petitions. And before we do go into closed session, I'd just like to mention you've got on your table about Open Government Week coming up. And and Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, the 1st, 2nd and 3rd of August, and be out there. So some of the councillors could make themselves available just to pop in and help there. And I was just wondering, Megan, whether you might be able to get to Tottenham for me.
I can make it to Tottenham that day.
Be great. And
I'll make it to Lake Jellicoe.
Right. I might get to Judy, we'll get to Lake or Robin, Lake 2 or Condable or one or the other. Yep. So anybody else can make their way up there. Paul, you'll be around the lake somewhere.
I'll travel up, Donald.
Good man.
I will have to be an apology. I've got all the LAP schools coming for HSC study days.
Oh.
Tuesday through to Thursday. So
that's
unless I can find
That's better
than minutes, I'll pop down.
Good as the barbecue, that is.
I'm putting on a barbecue for all my HSC kids from all my schools, but it's a bit busy that day for me, unfortunately.
Yeah. But what we might do is we'll move into closed session. We might just have a 5-minute break before we go into closed session, before we do closed session. So would someone like to, any reason why we can't go, Councillor Carter, second at Councillor Mortimer. All those in favour?
Aye.
As against, that is carried. So we'll just have a quick turn off the... Right, now the recommendation is coming out of the closed session. And the first one, 17.1, is a tender management contract for Lakeview Caravan Park submission. And is moved by Councillor Carter, seconded by Councillor Phillips. The recommendation is that one, the Director of Environment and Tourism and Economic Development report number R23150 be received and noted. Two, the Council reject all tenders submitted and authorise the General Manager or the Delegate to negotiate with all tenderers or any other person with the aim of achieving option two within this report. And three, a further report be provided to Council detailing the outcome of this negotiations. And that was carried. Next report, 17.2, the Interim Audit Management Letter 2023, and was moved Councillor Phillips and seconded Councillor Bartholomew. The recommendation that one, the Director of Corporate and Community Service report number R23-167 be received and noted. And two, the Interim Audit Management Letter and the associated comments for the financial year ended the 30th of June 2023 be noted, and that was carried. Next report, which is 17.3, the Rural Fire Service update to Council and direction sought. And it was moved Councillor Harris, seconded Councillor Phillips, that the recommendation that one, the Director of Corporate and Community Service report number R23-185 be received and noted. Two, the Council consent to the release of the 2022 Audit Management Letter to the Office of Local Government. And three, the Council, with the support of the Local Government New South Wales and the Lachlan Shire Council, ARIC, continue to exclude assets which does not control, including the Rural Fire Service assets for Council's asset register, while acknowledging that this may lead to a qualified audit opinion for 2022-2023 FY, and that was carried. Next report, 17.4, property valuation, and has moved Councillor Harris, seconded Councillor Bartholomew, that recommendation one, the Director of Environmental, Tourism and Economic Development report number R23-190 be received and noted. Two, the General Manager be authorised to commence negotiations with the landowner with a view of purchasing of the property in accordance with the option one of the report. And three, a further report be provided advising Council on the outcome of the negotiations, and that was carried. The next one is 17.5, Willow Bend Sports Centre improvements, and it was moved Councillor Harris, seconded Councillor Mortimer. The recommendation is one, the Director of Environmental, Tourism and Economic Development report number R23-195 be received and noted, and two, that the Council proceed with the option three as outlined in the report, and that was carried. The next report is 17.6, the Executive Staff Performance Reviews, and it was moved Councillor Phillips, seconded Councillor Bartholomew. The recommendation that one, the General Manager report number R23-197 be received and noted, and that was carried. Now, 17.7, 1 McGuinness Street, Lake Jellicoe Master Plan, and it was moved Councillor Phillips and seconded Councillor Carter, that one, the Director of Environment, Tourism and Economic Development report number R23-211 be received and noted. Two, a planning proposal be prepared and lodged with the Department of Planning, Environment, to rezone the site RU5 Village under the Lachlanshire Environmental Plan 2013. 3, detailed contamination and geotechnical soil investigations be undertaken by the preferred consultant. And 4, a further $100,000 from the Housing and Development Reserve be approved to continue investigations into 1 McGuinness Street to determine the development potential of the site and prepare the preliminary design for the site. And 5, a further report be presented to Council in the final quarter of 2023 with an update to the budget, the findings of the investigation and the progression of the planning proposal. And that was carried. And the last one, I think it is, 17.8, request for the use of council facilities at Marathon Health. And it was moved Councillor Carter and seconded Councillor Phillips. That one, the recommendation of General Manager Report number R23-213 be received and noted. And 2, Marathon Health be granted approval to lease a part of approximately 2/3 of the community facility building at 7 Hay Street, Condoblin, or the council facility at 3 Melrose Street, Condoblin, for the purpose of delivering health and wellbeing services within the Condoblin community. And 3, the fee of either premises to be set at $2,500 per month, payable in advance. And 4, the initial lease term to expire on the 30th of June 2024, with 2 12-month options to extend the lease subject to the agreement of the council and the Marathon Health. And 5, the rent for the property be increased annually by the CPI. And 6, the leasee be responsible for outgoing costs such as rates, water, sewer and electrical costs. And 7, the general manager be authorised to sign a commercial lease for either part of 7 Hay Street or 3 Melrose Street, Condoblin, subject to Marathon Health identifying their preferred property and any required planning approved be obtained. That was carried. And that was the end of the closed session. And I think now I shall close the meeting. Well, thank you very much for your attendance and especially the staff, the preparation of all that paperwork. And thank you very much. If we can close off that. Thanks, Charisse.